Hi, this is John Edmiston, and I'd like to lead you in a prayer of emotional healing, a prayer that will touch into your being and free you from the anxieties and the pain and the grief and the darkness and the suicidal thoughts and the things that have been inside you for so long that have taken possession of your life so that you feel fractured and hurt, so that you know that you're not the person you should be, that you're damaged in some way in your inner being. We want to come to God now. We want to pray that you'll be completely free from the darkness in your soul, that you will be free from resentment and anger and bitterness and unforgiveness, that you'll be freed from all the damage and hurt that's been afflicted onto your soul through life, that you've suffered and you've been hurt and things have gone wrong inside you, and you know that your emotions now are out of sorts, and that you need Jesus to come in and to touch you and to make you the person that you really, really want to be, a person who's like Jesus, a person who has love, joy, peace, patience, wholeness, and goodness in their soul, a person who's solid on the inside, and a person who's just normal, who's just yourself in God, a person who's just maybe not a terrific saint, but a person who's whole, a person who's there and together on the inside. And Jesus can do that for you, because Jesus is the person who has touched so many lives. And he came to earth as God in human flesh, and he touched person after person, person who was broken here, a person who was a great sinner there, a person who had lived in sexual sin or oppression or even in violence, and he put their lives back together again. Jesus has been touching people and making them whole for centuries. He's died on the cross for you. He's risen from the dead. He's ascended into heaven. He's at the right hand of God. He pours out the Holy Spirit, and he pours out healing, and he pours out grace. And Jesus wants to make you whole. He wants to heal those emotions and take that darkness out of your life. And he wants to do it now. And he wants to do it so that you can become his child and that you can be the whole person that he wants you to be. He hasn't put this pain into your life. It's come through sin. It's come through darkness. It might have come even through the devil. It might have even come through witchcraft. But that pain in your life isn't from Jesus. Jesus wants you saved. He wants you holy. He wants you to have eternal life. He said that I have come that they may have life and that they may have it abundantly. So Jesus has come that you might have life and that you might have it abundantly. He's come to give you love, joy, peace. He's come to give you the gifts of the Holy Spirit. He's come to give you the things that are good. He's come to give you life, and he's come to give you life that's abundant and a wholeness in your spirit that you've never known before. We're going to pray for that now. First of all, we're going to do this in a couple of stages, because we've got to dig out some gunk, and then we've got to pray the healing in, and then we've got to seal it up in your life. First of all, we're going to come into a time of confession, and we're going to just deal with some of the negatives. Then we're going to move into the positives. We're going to ask Jesus to heal you and to meet you at your points of need. And we're going to do this very quietly, and we're not going to do it with any shouting. We're just going to bring your soul before Jesus and ask him to enter in and to do that healing. And then we're going to seal all that off with thanks and praise, and we're going to move into the positive. We're going to move from the darkness to the light, from the negative to the positive. We're going to move out to being more positive people than we were before. We're going to build on the healing. We're going to exercise that healing by moving into to thanks and praise in the positive. So it's going to be this slow and gradual movement in the spirit of healing, of dealing with the negative, moving into that time of healing and affirmation in God, where God's love penetrates our life, and then moving out of that into thanks and praise, which is the proper response of a healed soul to God. Will you join me in prayer as we come before the throne of God? Heavenly Father, we come before you now for healing of emotions. We come before your throne of grace in time of need. And Lord, we put our emotions before you, and we ask you to cover us with your blood, to protect us from all evil. We ask that you will just now bind any spirits of confusion, any lying spirits, any accusing spirits. We ask them now to be bound in the name of Jesus. We ask the protection of God and of the blood of Jesus Christ over this whole process. We ask that, Jesus, you will surround us with your angels of healing and of help and of wisdom. We ask for the wisdom of God to fill this entire situation and the healing of God and the blessing of God to be over this entire situation. We confess our sins, O Lord, to you. We confess that we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and we ask, Lord Jesus, your blessing and your forgiveness just to be over this entire situation now. Lord, we confess that we've sinned and we've been sinned against. And if there are any resentments in our heart, any unforgiveness in our heart, we confess that now. And we ask that you will cleanse us from all bitterness and unforgiveness in the name of Jesus. And we forgive those that have wronged us in the name of Jesus. We forgive those that have hurt us in the name of Jesus. We forgive those that might have damaged us in the past or done terrible things to us in the name of Jesus. And we just lay that aside. We lay that pain and that anger and that rage aside. And we take our rage and our hurt to you, Lord Jesus. And any rage or hurt or bitterness or unforgiveness, we just place that before you and ask you to deal with that pain and any self-pity in us, Lord. We ask you just to deal with that and to minister to it, to take it from us so we can come before you in the light, Lord Jesus. And we place our faith in Jesus. We confess Jesus died on the cross for our sins and that he is risen from the dead and that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we confess our faith in Jesus at this point. And as we believe, we receive. And as we believe, we receive. And we start, Lord Jesus, to receive the healing of God. We start to receive the healing of God into our dark places, into our hurt places. And we come to those dark and hurt places and we ask the name of Jesus to come into them and to heal them now. And we ask now that Jesus will come and that Jesus will speak to you in the darkest places of your life. We'll go back to those memories and those hurts and those times and that they will be healed in the name of Jesus. All negative memories, we ask them to be healed in the name of Jesus. Not that the memory will change, but the sting will be taken out of the memory, the horror and the pain. And we say to those memories, you are now resolved. That situation has been fixed by the hand of God. That situation has been forgiven by the hand of God. That situation has been resolved by the justice of God. And that God is fixing up that situation now. And memory, you don't have to worry about it anymore. Jesus is taking care of it. He's taking perfect care of that situation, even though it was 20 or 30 or 50 or 70 or 100 years ago. God's taking care of that situation that happened when you were a child, that happened when you were little and small and defenseless. You couldn't do anything about that situation. That situation is now solved. You've grown up and God's fixing that situation and he's fixing that memory and he's fixing those dark places in your life. All those situations that happened as you were growing up and all those shameful incidences that happened that hurt you and those negative words that said against you, Jesus is your shield. He's taken all that hurt on the cross. He's broken the power of those words on the cross. Those words have no more power to curse you. Jesus became a curse on the cross and he took all curses that were against you. He took all negative words that were against you, all insults that were against you. He took them on the cross and he broke them forever. He broke their power against you. They no longer have to affect you. They no longer affect you because they have been taken on the cross of Jesus Christ and all those negative words and those insults and those humiliations, they're taken on the cross. Jesus took our sins on the cross, he took our pain on the cross, he took our stripes, he took our humiliation, our insults and our curses. And all those things that have been put against us by the words of people or the curses of demons or the things of witchcraft and the occult, all those things were taken on the cross where Jesus became a curse for us and bore our sins and took our pain and took all our sicknesses and took all the broken parts of us. And they were taken into Jesus on the cross and they just disappeared into that cross and they went down to hell and they were dealt with there and they were finished forever. And Jesus took them down and he took them into himself and he absorbed them. And then in a great triumph, he rose from the dead and those things were just annulled. And all the weapons of darkness, they were taken away. Jesus bound them up and all the sins that were against us and were written down on a great scroll against us. All those handwriting of curses and all those handwriting of sins, they were nailed to the cross and they're dealt with no more. And it says that in Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 to 15. The weapons are taken out of the way. Nothing can accuse us anymore because of the work of the cross. All the accusations are broken. All the things that people have said against you, both people and spirits and whatever else, and anyone who's uttered a curse against you, those curses are broken now in the name of Jesus. And we place all those curses on the cross, and we free your spirit from those curses. And we come now for those moods that have afflicted you over the years, those dark moods and those times of self-pity and those times when you've just gone into yourself into a very dark place. And we rebuke those moods and we say, light break forth in the name of Jesus. Joy break forth in the name of Jesus. We rebuke all those negative moods in the name of Jesus. All those dark places, we rebuke them and we say, go away. You no longer have any more power. Those dark moods no longer have any power over you because you're now in the light. You're now in Jesus. You're now under the rule of the Holy Spirit. Those dark moods, we break your power. We rebuke your moods that you no longer have any authority over this person. This person's a child of God. And there is no more dark moods, no more dark power, no more dark emotions. You don't have any more power over this person. This person's a child of God. They belong to the kingdom of God. They belong to the love, joy, and peace of the kingdom of God. The peace and righteousness and hope and joy in the Holy Spirit. This belongs to this person now because it's their inheritance in Christ Jesus. And we inherit all the blessings in the spiritual realms in Christ Jesus. We inherit the blessings of Abraham. We inherit the joy of God. We inherit whole emotions. That's our inheritance in Christ, is these things, these whole emotions. They're ours, their inheritance, they're our right in Christ Jesus. We have a right to love. We have a right to joy. We have a right to peace in the Holy Spirit. We have a right to the good things of God. And we have a right to wholeness of emotions in the Holy Spirit. And we claim that because it's our inheritance in Jesus. It's an inheritance and it comes to us. And we ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And may the Holy Spirit enter into every particle of your being. May Holy Spirit fill you with joy and peace and believing. May the Holy Spirit go down to every part of your soul and spirit and heal it now. And may that spiritual healing come in the name of Jesus. May that healing power of the Holy Spirit come in the name of Jesus. May his anointing soak that in you. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit in every particle of your being. And may his love, joy, and peace break forth within you. May you know his healing power. May all darkness be removed from your soul. And may the Holy Spirit come upon you in power. May he come upon you for rejoicing and give you power in worship and power in celebration. May your life become a life of celebration because the Holy Spirit's upon you to bring you into that place of celebration and prophecy and joy and worship, just like in heaven. Lord God, we pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven there's a place of perfect praise, a place of perfect joy, place of very positive emotions. May the person praying this prayer now experience positive emotions in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you and we enter into thanks and praise. We put our anxieties and all our worries before you, Lord, as it says in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Make all your supplications known to God with praise and thanksgiving, and the perfect peace of God will garrison your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. So we come to you with our prayers, our supplications, our worries, our anxieties, our finances, all the things that have weighed us down. We put all those things before you. We cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. And we receive your peace. We receive the peace of Jesus Christ. We receive the wholeness and healing of Jesus Christ. We receive the goodness of God and we thank you and praise you that you're going to work in our life and you're going to make our emotions whole and you're going to make our life whole and you're going to make us into solid people and into good Christians through the mighty working of the Holy Spirit who gives us peace and love and joy and the beautiful things of God. Thank you for transformed minds. Thank you for transformed hearts. Thank you for a transformed spirit and soul. Thank you for the joy that you're going to bring to us because you're a God who's full of joy. You are celebrating every day in your wonderful creation and in the work that Jesus has done on the cross. And we enter into your celebration and into your wholeness and into your joy. And we give you thanks and praise in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.